of the meeting of the subsidiary bodies of the UNFCCC process. I want to commend the SB chairs and the UNFCCC secretariat for organizing the session that will take place the following 3 weeks. In the context of the global health crisis, it is a moral obligation to respond to our citizens and make substantial progress in the climate negotiations. The multilateral process must show it is up to the challenge. The year we must bring the Paris Agreement into full operation. The world is watching us and will accept nothing less than a robust and ambitious outcome. Meeting these expectations during a pandemic requires new levels of solidarity and commitments from all parties, including using virtual tools, even though we will all prefer to be meeting in person. The sessions that start today will allow parties to make progress and minimize further delays on the high volume of work accumulated in the absence of sessions in 2020. We have a lot of ground to cover. Many issues under the SB's agendas require both technical and political consideration, and it is crucial that we try to identify areas of convergence. Glasgow is only a few months away, and the agenda tightly packed with substantive mandates, including transparency, markets, adaptation, and finance, among many others. COP26 is our last real opportunity to keep the 1.5 goal alive. To do this, we must work together. Chile is working closely with the UK to make sure that all parties' views are heard and that we truly leave no one behind. Together, we have organized consultations on technical level in finance, workshops on loss and damage and adaptation, as well as consultations at level of heads of delegation. The message from parties is very clear: we must succeed in Glasgow. The COP Bureau has provided us with important guidance, in particular the principle of maximizing progress and minimizing delays. In this regard, the SB session that starts today is an opportunity to make as much progress as possible. I want to especially thank the Bureau of the UNFCCC for the cooperation spirit and collective effort to move the process forward. Despite the many challenges of COVID-19, the international community must come together at COP26 to accelerate action to reduce emissions, strengthen adaptation, scale up finance to protect and restore nature, and empower inclusive action. In this spirit, I wish you great accomplishments in the forthcoming 3 weeks for people, for planet, and from prosperity. Thank you.